He was pronounced dead a few days ago, and Skid Row hasn't been the same since. How it all happens depends on who you talk to. Some said he was partying with his sister in a hotel room, and the alcohol mixed with a prescription drug. Mama said it was AIDS. Another said it was a heart attack. Then there's Chocolate, the sweetest Billie Holiday voice on the set. She cried and cried and swore to get sober this time. Amidst a sea of shopping carts, everyone cried and remembered something about Mike. Mike, the neighborhood activist. Mike, the old-timer. Mike, the singer of them nasty songs. Mike, the one who could always make everyone laugh, who would never put the cinch jacket on. And if he could ever have anything done wrong, he wasn't going to have those things brought up today. But 24 hours later, Mike got off the Mission 14 bus, and some fainted, and some stared in disbelief. Could it be that Mike Dorn walked amongst the living once more? Well, yeah, his heart had stopped that night, and people are still arguing about how that happened. But his sister, who was with him, ran out of General Hospital, back to Mission Street, and told everyone she had watched her brother flatline. Then she disappeared too, never to be heard from again. The catch was that 5 minutes later, the doctor brought him back from the dead, which was a miracle, but since it was public health, he was kicked out of the hospital the next day. But remember, it took Jesus 3 days to get back from the dead, and it took Mike 5 minutes.